Well, King Charles should be booted off Australia's coins in favour of an Indigenous warrior or an army veteran. They're the thoughts of independent politician Bob Katter. He has designed his own idea for the future of Australia's currency, favouring either Tubba Tree or Ralph Honour to adorn our new legal tender. Bob Katter is saying, surely you would want an Australian on your money than a privileged Englishman. People have been saying this for a long, long time. He's going to ruffle feathers, but you know what? He doesn't care. Australia, Bob Katter doesn't care. He says what's on his mind. He isn't pushed around by party politics. And if he upsets people, he says, well, all the better. It might make you think a little bit harder about your position. And that's why we love him here on the Night Shift. And for the last time this year, we'll be able to chat with him. He's on the phone right now. Bob Katter, good morning to you.
Good day to all the listeners, Luke.
How are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah. Like a house on fire.
Last time you and I spoke, we had a fantastic conversation about your thoughts on juvenile crime and how to fix it. And the response we got was just unbelievable. But I wanted to talk to you about something you feel really strongly about. And it's got Republic written all over it, I guess. But we now have to change our currency. We have a king instead of a queen. And I grew up with the queen's face everywhere. And obviously, particularly on our money. But now things have changed. And you're suggesting, if we're going to change things, why don't we change it in favour of patriotism? And you're suggesting we put Australians on our coins instead of King Charles. Is that correct?
Yeah, they've had some good documentaries on the American War of Independence. And you know, those blokes, they didn't hate Britain, but they hated the idea that some people were born as aristocrats. And Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, all that crew, you know, it's just anathema to them that some people would be born aristocrats and others not. And the American Constitution starts off with all men are born free and equal. Now, if you don't believe in that proposition, then you put a monarch on your coin. Now, you know, Australians have traditionally prided themselves on being, I'll use a big word, egalitarian. You know, we sort of feel comfortable with anyone we're in the pub with, you know, whoever he might be, whatever his background. And but I most certainly don't feel comfortable with having some English person on our coin. And I feel most uncomfortable with acknowledging that some people are born superior to others because of their birthright. Now, I've got to tell you this, Luke, because it's too good not to tell.
Yeah.
Diana's brother, he opened up and he said, they're not the real kings of England. Now, the way they got to the throne is very interesting.
Yeah.
We're the Stuarts. We should be on the throne. But he said, this is how they got to the throne. Mm. The ruling class in England said, oh, every king in Europe is Catholic. What are we going to do? No, there's a little duchy in Germany. He's not a king, really, but he calls himself a king. Mm. Well, tell us about him. Oh, he's a certifiable imbecile. He should be in a lunatic asylum. And they said, oh, that's good. Now, what else about him? And they said, he can't speak a word of English and doesn't intend to learn the language. Oh, that's excellent, the ruling class said, John. And they said, he refused to live in England. Perfect. Appoint him king immediately. That is how they, and that's pretty actually true. That is actually what happened, you know. And his grandson thought he was a teapot. He took around partying himself everywhere. I was killing myself laughing over it, you know. But I mean, just how ridiculous is this? And if you say, well, you know, if a person should be a monarch and our ruler, they ask me to walk into Parliament. When I was 29 years of age, I went into Parliament, and they said I had to swear allegiance to Her Majesty, the Queen of England, and her heirs and assigns. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'd swear allegiance to the sovereignty of the people of Australia. I said, that every time, so maybe I'm not a real member of Parliament.
So maybe you're not a real member of Parliament.
Maybe I'm not.
I guess it's a bit like when you're in court, you've got to swear on the Bible, and if you don't believe in the Bible, what's happening?
Well, all that Jesus said, and it's his birthday coming up, so all he said was you should love everybody and you've got a responsibility to look after everybody. Now, that's all he said, right? Now, I have difficulty because, you know, I'm getting close to, you know, going to meet my maker, and he said we're supposed to love our enemies. Well, Luke, you know, I haven't been real good at that. I'm going to get a lot of black marks there. And then he said, love your enemies and do good to those that hate you. Well, that's not also been a characteristic of mine. But when I get up there, I tried this out on my two Anglican bishop mates and one up in North Queensland. I said, well, what I'm going to say to Jesus, you know, is, now look, you know, I mean, I've always thought you was God, and I've gone to church every Sunday, and I pray every night of my life, you know, which I do. And I said, but, I mean, with all due respects, you know, you sat down for 2 days, Jesus, you know, and plaited a whip, and then went into the temple and bashed the living daylights out of the bankers. And you're pushing at me about turning the other cheek.
That's right, the moneylenders in the temple, that's right. Bob Catter is with us. I want to get back to the coins. Instead of having an unelected English person on our coins, using your words, you've got two Australians in mind. Tell me about them.
Tobit Trupp was the leader of the Kalkadoons. That was all in Northwest Queensland. It did the tribal, this tribal thing is all invented by white fellas. Everyone in Northwest Queensland were Kalkadoons. And they held up the British Empire for over 20 years. They held the British Empire at bay. And with, you know, what we would call today excellent guerrilla warfare tactics, just emanate out of the night, kill everybody, and then vanish again. And they couldn't find them or get at them. It's all rocky spinifex country, you know, it's not made for horses. And that was Tobit Trupp that, you know, fought against the occupation of his homeland. And I use the word occupation rather than invasion, but let's not put that aside for the moment. Then the other one is Ralph Honour. Now, this is why the coins need to be changed. Here is a country with the Japanese landed at Rabaul, about 2 weeks' march away from taking Port Moresby. The head of the armed forces said, we can't defend Australia. If they get Port Moresby, there's no way of stopping invasion, and there's no way we can defend Australia. All we can do is defend Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. So it was decided that the rest of Australia be given to the enemy. Now, we had a bigger army and a better equipped army than the Japanese Southern Army, good as they were. We had a better, bigger and better. Now, where was our army? I was defending the Libyan desert because the English told us that we're going to defend the Libyan desert.
It's true.
And then we had another division. The third division was defending a port which didn't have any ships and was never going to have any ships in it. Again, England told us that we're to defend Singapore. Well, you know, my grandmother's brother died soon after his release from Changi Prison. He was at Singapore. And so please excuse me for being a bit upset about this. Now, they sent up a militia battalion. He was a very experienced soldier, the Air Colonel Ralph Honour. And it was a very great Australian. You know, if ever you want the perfect Australian, it was Ralph Honour. And every morning of his life, he died at 83, he would get up, put the Australian flag up, whether you like it or not, every Sunday go to church, whatever church it was. But, you know, it was not just him, of course. It was his battalion. 780 of them went up when they had roll call at the end of the Kokoda track. There are only 128 of them left to answer the roll call. Mm. And these were the men that protected our country with their lives. Yeah. What great people. So I would like to see Ralph Honour with his own gun, you know, on one of our coins. Now, who in Australia would prefer to see this little fella from England, never had a job, never done anything,
live with his mum most of his life,
never done anything to justify his existence? And who would prefer him to be on the coin than Ralph Honour, or for that matter, Tobit Trupp?
You know? All right. Look, well said, Bob. We love the fact that you say exactly what's on your mind, and that's why I like talking to you. Bob, we won't talk again until next year. I hope you have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Yeah, I'm going to give my grandsons a flogging in touch football. They're going to be embarrassed because I'm 79 and they're, well, 78 anyway. God bless all the listeners, Luke.
Hey, Bob, let's talk soon. Let's talk next year. Bob Catter.